It's time for Magic Review. This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. This week's website is Wiccan Spells, located at wiccanspells.info. Note the lack of the www prefix, although if you add it by force of habit, you'll still get to the site. This is a British website generated on a WordPress template. I believe the author of the site is Amaris Silvermoon, author of the witchy how-to book called The Essence of Magic that is for sale on the site, but I can't be sure. On the contact page, which you get to from the footer, the author seems to be someone named Cass. But in the magical world, as you know, people often have a mundane name and a magical use name. Cass and Amaris could very well be the same person. Let me know if you find out. The website looks a bit different on the phone, but still functions perfectly, which is the result of using a well-coded template that is responsive to different devices. I haven't viewed this site on my husband's tablet yet, but I would be willing to bet good Gringotts gold coins that it looks different on there, too. Gosh, I've really got to learn how to do that for my own website. What at first glance is a small one-page site really is more complicated, with the only ability to get back to where you were being your back button, or a teeny tiny home link at the top left. The reason it looks like a one-page website is because the links to the pages are embedded within the page text, not displayed on a menu or nav bar, at least on the mobile version. On the desktop version, there is a nav bar. Also, the mobile version ads look just like content because everything is in one long column, so watch out for diversions. On the desktop version, the site is in multiple columns and the ads are apparent as what they are. This website, as expected, is Wiccan through and through, although there is no mention of pantheons, just magic and spells. The homepage has mostly accurate info about the origins of Wicca, but the terms Wicca and witchcraft are used interchangeably, although she does point out that not all magic users are Wiccan, and not all Wiccans are magic users. There is a widget showing the current moon phase, but no other info about the moon. There is a brief explanation of how spells work, but she mainly refers you to her book, which just happens to be available on the site. At the bottom of the homepage are sections for the most common portions in her spellbook: love, healing, protection, money, banishing, and divination. Also, on this page is a drop-down box of spell categories, with everything from beauty spells to exorcism spells to Sabbat rituals and Wiccan tools. As a web designer myself, I have to say this site is really well optimized for searches about Wicca and spells, which is probably why it came up first in my search for Wiccan spells for this episode. The Wicca Basics page is a set of links to a wide variety of information about Wicca and its religious calendar, magic, herbal correspondences, yay, candle color magic, and so on. She's a good writer, so the short articles are basically accurate and keep you wanting to read the site. Curiously, and again, probably for search engine optimization purposes, the same drop-down box from the homepage is called Wiccan Spells on this page. All the choices in the drop-down box lead to sections of the online Book of Shadows, which is the meat of the site. As I mentioned before, there is a wide variety of spells here, and she tells you everything you need to perform them. Be prepared for a lot of clicking and back-buttoning, though, as every spell has a continuation button instead of being wholly visible, even if there's only one spell in the section. I guess that's the flip side of using a template. But the spells seem to be original, and I intend to revisit this site to copy a few into my personal scrapbook of shadows. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. If you have a suggestion for websites I should review, or comments about this or previous shows, please leave a comment on Podbean, or email me at revsu@ladywindsong.com. That's revsu@ladywindsong.com. For now, this is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking!